This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, izwi elahlaba inhliziyo yami laze la ngenza ukuthi ngivume izono zami. Kanti ke lowo ubingo abongile wa kwanyando esitsho ilizwi elahlaba inhliziyo yami. Kanti ke ngokubaphulaphuli sekhona ke umfundisi ndifuna nje umnika elithuba azibulisele kubaphulaphuli baka Radio K Pulpit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Inkosi kakhulu umfundisi. Baphulaphuli umfundisi uMkhwanazi lona uzigama andiyanibulisa kakhulu siyabonga uThixo asigcinile size sidibane again. Hallelujah. Inkosi kakhulu umfundisi.
Wow, mfundisi siyakwamkela enqubeni and thank you very much for always availing yourself whenever we are in need of your service. Kanti ke baphulaphuli kwabo ke basibukele pa online sikhona ke pa ku Facebook and ifuni ke to waste any further mfundisi of your time, let me give you this opportunity ke ucho into ba namhlanje usiphatheleni.
Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. Greetings once again baphulaphuli and the viewers go Facebook live. I also want to take this opportunity mfundisi just to acknowledge my wife and my child endlini and the colleagues and everyone who's listening.
Wow.
We thank God for this wonderful grace that he has granted us to minister his word once again. So I'm not going to be long, Mfundisi. I'm going to be short. May you please just allow me to title this message of today, Ngithi Seed Time and Harvest. Let me repeat again, Seed Time and Harvest. It's not an easy message, Mfundisi. It's not an easy message, but God will give us grace to minister it, because we live in times where the word of God is neglected so much that abanye abantu, they've been abused because there are people who are wrongly applying the word, who are wrongly misusing the word. Abanye, they are intentionally misusing the word. But Tina, We have the fear of the Lord in our hearts, and we are going to minister this, trusting God to go to the seas and fundisi. Before I go into the message, there's a story, I think it's in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, if I'm not mistaken. It talks about the prophet, Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah Mfundisi goes to this widow, Zarephath, yes. Yeah. Now, when you follow that story, if it was during the time, it was going to be a very controversial story. You were going to see it on famous newspapers. If you remember, Elijah is sent to that to that widow. A figure to that widow, who Elijah is firstly asking for water. Just before the woman could get water, who Elijah says, may you please just give me something to eat as well. Now the woman turns and uyamjonga uthi kuye, I only have a little flour here, just a handful of flour, just a jar of oil, but this is not going to be enough for the three of us. Elijah, this will only be enough for me and my child. But also, Mfundisi, we are going to eat, then we will die. So it means it was the last meal. They were going to just eat once, then bese bayasweleka. But Elijah, because Elijah was sent by God there, don't fear, ungesabi. Just when I go and prepare food, but kuye, make sure you prepare food for me first. Now you might be confused, but kanjani, because he has been told this food will not be enough for all of them. Because he's following what God instructed him to do, because Elijah was sent by God to this widow, and little did this widow know her salvation had come at that time. So I answer as Elijah requested, Mfundisi. The Bible says that the flour did not run out. The Bible says the oil did not run out for many days, up until there was rain again, because there was drought in that land. So now, if it was during this time, as Pilaguyo Mfundisi, you are going to see guma headlines, but the prophet robs a widow of a last meal. But because God is faithful, Mfundisi, I want to say to Mpulapuli today, we are going to speak about giving. But the giving that we are going to speak about is not the one of manipulation, Mfundisi. Is not the one one of playing with emotions. Then we say give when your emotions are high. But then when you are back to your senses, you regret. But this is the one where we understand, Uguti, there's a principle that God has put in place, Mfundisi, and that is called a principle of giving. So, and there are blessings attached to that principle. Hence, the widow was able to eat longer because after she offered that food, she gave. And Elijah spoke a blessing, the blessing that came because of that. So, Mfundisi, let's read Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. No, Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1 to 3. Then we'll jump to 9 to 12. It reads as follows. That is Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 46. Ezekiel chapter 46, the title in Mfundisi says, the manner of worship. Thus says the Lord God, the gateway of the inner court that faces toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath, it shall be opened. And on the day of the new moon, it shall be opened. So I want Umphulaphuli to notice here, Ugut, this gate will be shut for 6 working days. But it will only be opened on the Sabbath day because people are going to worship God there. And it will also be opened on the day of the new moon. Those are the only 2 occasions it shall be opened. Verse number 2, the prince shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gateway from the outside and stand by the gate post. The priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings. He shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Verse number 3. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the entrance to this gateway before the Lord on the Sabbaths and the new moons. Let's jump to verse number 9 to 12. Verse number 9 to 12. Uti, but when the people of the land come before the Lord on the appointed feast days, whoever enters by way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate. So it means you are not going to go out the same way you came in. Even in services, we believe Uti, God will touch abantu back. They're not going to come out depressed. They're not going to come out sick and go back sick. That's what this verse talks about. And it says, and whoever enters by the way of the south gate shall go out by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by way of the gate through which he came, but shall go out through the opposite gate. Verse number 10. The prince shall then be in their midst. When they go in, he shall go in. And when they go out, he shall go out. Verse number 11. The key verse is 12. At the festivals and the appointed feast days, the grain offering shall be an ephah for a bull, an ephah for a ram, as much as he wants to give for the lambs, and a hin of oil with every ephah. Verse number 12. Key verse. Now when the prince makes a voluntary burnt offering or voluntary peace offering to the Lord, the gate that faces toward the east shall then be opened for him. Remember, this is the same gate in verse number 1. It says, when there's an offering that is made, that gate shall be open. It continues to say, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings as he did on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he goes out, the gate shall be shut. Let's bless the reading of your word. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is alive, oh God. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. Father, we pray that your word may encourage us, may rebuke us, may build us, may edify us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Mfundisi, this topic is very difficult because once you start talking about money, we start becoming uncomfortable. It's because we are not used to talking about it. That's why you find in other cultures, they teach their children at a very young age to be open-minded. They teach them how to invest. They teach them how to use money effectively. But some of us, we are not taught. We learn these things along the way. But what I like is that the word of God is packed, Mfundisi, to teach us in so many aspects, in so many subjects, especially this subject of giving as well. So now, before I continue, Mfundis, I want to highlight two things here. You see, many of us as Christians, we understand that there's a difference between the principle of Christ and the person of Christ. We understand good, there's a huge difference there. But the challenge is that we are not taught extensively in terms of what do we mean by the person of Christ and what do we mean by the principles of Christ. So you find good, there are other ministries in Mfundisi, they overemphasize the person of Christ over and above the principle of Christ. And you find good, in those churches, people are praying in big tongues. People are fasting. They can fast 21 days. They can fast 30 days. People there, Mfundisi, they are moving in spiritual power. But the challenge is that they are trapped in poverty. And they are comfortable because they were taught, good, as a Christian, you need to suffer. But they don't understand, good, what type of suffering is the Bible talking about. It's because the emphasis, it is on the person of Christ, and they don't balance between the person of Christ and the principle of Christ. And also you find, Mfundisi, the other ministries where they overemphasize the principles of Christ and they neglect the person of Christ. In those churches, Mfundisi, you find people are big givers there. In those churches, Mfundisi, you find good people don't mind not going to church for 3 months, but they will not miss tithing. They don't mind not going to church for 4 months, but they will not miss giving. They will ask for the bank details of the church. They will send the money. They will give generously, Mfundisi. Those ones, they will not even complain about giving. But on the other side, where people are taught the person of Christ, but they're not taught the principles, those ones, they are very stingy, Mfundisi. They can go to church and give a 2 rand. They don't mind. It doesn't matter how the speakers are working. It doesn't matter who's paying the rent. It doesn't matter who's paying the for the sound. As long as they pray in tongues, as long as they fast, they don't care about other things. They don't care about material things because they were taught that you need to know God. You need to fast and you need to pray. You need to read the word. But they are trapped in poverty, Mfundisi. And that is something that we need to break as the generation that is moving forward. Because on the contrary, where you go to ministries, Mfundisi, where they are taught the principles, those ones, they will go to Proverbs chapter 11, Mfundisi, verse number 24 and 25. The Bible says there's one who scatters yet increases more, and there's one who withholds more than is right, and it leads to poverty. The other ones don't understand this verse, that as I withhold more, I am inviting poverty. I might think I'm saving it, but I'm inviting poverty because I don't understand it. Which the Bible says in Mfundisi, blessed is the hand that giveth it. That is why you see, I think 2 weeks ago, there's a friend of mine in Mfundisi, who went to the shop. I saw a belt that I liked. I said, I'm going to buy this belt. He was buying other items. He said to me, don't worry, I will buy it for you. He was becoming a blessing to me. And after that, we went out to a restaurant. And when we sat there, we ate. After we were done, Mfundisi, he offered. He said, let me pay. But because I understand the principle of giving, I said, no, you're not going to pay. I'm going to pay now because I also want to be blessed. You can't only be blessed alone, because sometimes, Mfundisi, we are blinded. When people are too generous, we think, good, Tina, we don't have to be generous. We think we need to receive only. But I'm here to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli, it's very important to now and then open your hand. Bless other people. You see, Mfundisi, there's money that must go to church. There's money that must go to organizations. There's money also that must go to our parents. If as Mpulapuli you are working and your parents are suffering, that is not godly. You need to save some money and send to your parents. You need also to have money that you are giving. You can't take the money that you're supposed to be tithing and say, I'm going to send to my parents. You are missing the point. You are missing the principle. Let me not go ahead of myself, Mfundisi. These ones, the ones that are so grounded in the principles, they use even verse 25, the one that says, the generous soul shall be made rich, and he who waters will be watered himself, because they understand, good, as I give, I'm also going to receive. It might not be in the same form, but I know that I'm going to receive. So I want us to see, good, that's why they prosper, those ones, because they do the weight. It's possible they might be dry spiritually, but because they do the word, they are able to prosper. So I'm here to say, Mphulaphuli, as Uredo K Pulpit, they are extending this, there's SOS, support our station. They are opening this platform, and they can decide to say, we can do it on our own. But now the problem is, they are not going to afford you an opportunity to partner with them, so that you may be a blessing to them, and they may also take this gospel and spread the gospel unto the nations. Because Mfundisi, this gospel, for it to go, we need the money. So Mphulaphuli, what he needs to understand, it must, let me not go ahead of myself, Mfundisi. Hallelujah. So we are here to encourage Mphulaphuli. Say, Mphulaphuli, may you partner with Uredo K Pulpit as they are standing, because the work that they are doing is very great. They are reaching the lost souls. And there are people, Mfundisi, who got healed through the waves of this radio station. There are people that were about to kill themselves, but because someone said there's hope in Christ, and those people are still alive even today. So I'm here to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, extend your hand as well and open your heart to be a blessing as well. So as I indicated, Mfundisi, let me conclude this part of a person and a principle. So as I indicated, good, the person of Christ has to do with the fact that Jesus is God. And it has to do with the fact that Jesus Christ is anointed by God and was sent by God to come and die for us, to come and restore us back to him, and to come and make sure that we have this anointing, to make sure that we are able to pray, to make sure that we are able to fast, Mfundisi, to make sure that we have spiritual authority and power. But now, these benefits, you cannot get them if you're not born again. But now, on the other one, Mfundisi, the principle of Christ, whether you are born again or not born again, when you apply the principle, it will work. That is why you find businessmen, that is why you find companies, they are using the principles found in the Bible, but you will never hear them quote the Bible. I remember watching this other businessman. He said, he was talking to the people that came there. He said to them, once you start saying, I don't have money, immediately money stops coming to you. But I said, but this is the principle of faith. And the man did not even say, I'm quoting the Bible. Sometimes they will use the parable, Mfundisi, where the Bible talks about the three people that received gifts, but they will never say the Bible said. They will take the principle and use it, and the principle works for them. You see, Mfundisi, I have the privilege of working where I'm working with other organizations from outside. The money that they give us, sometimes you'll be shocked when you see the figures. You see they are sending 600,000, you see they are sending 800,000, and you'll ask yourself, what are they getting in return? They understand the principle of giving. They know that as we are doing this, we are going to be blessed, and they give this money willingly, Mfundisi, because they understand the principle. Here's one thing Mphulaphuli needs to know about laws and principles. Sometimes even if Mfundisi, you don't believe in the law, it will still work. Let me make an example. You might not believe in the law of physics, but when you jump, Mfundisi, unfortunately you must come back to the ground. It means the law of gravity is at work, whether you believe it or not. If I'm walking, Mfundisi, on top of the roof, and I say, no, I don't believe in the law of gravity, unfortunately I will end up in hospital, because I'm going to fall and break my leg. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, the principle works, whether you believe or you don't believe it, but the principle works. That is why the people of the world, they have taken our principles, and they are prospering using our principles. They've rejected the person of Christ and only took the principles. What more advantage, Mphulaphuli, do you have? Because when you believe in the person of Christ, why don't you also believe in the principle of Christ? That includes the principle of giving. That includes the principle of tithing. So there are many principles in the Bible, Mfundisi. So in other words, the verse that we read, Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it gives us a responsibility to say that if you want to partake during the harvest, you need to also be part of the seed time. You need to sow as well. You can't wait for the harvest, but you are not willing to take part when there's seed time. So now it means no sowing, no harvest. I'm here to say, Mphulaphuli, if you want to partake of the harvest time, you need to know that you need to sow. So there's an opportunity today for you to extend your giving, as little as whatever that you have, according to your ability. You don't have to feel coerced. You don't have to feel forced. Whatever that is in your heart, you can say, for 2 months I'm going to give this amount of money. You can say, for 3 months I'm going to give this amount of money. Or you can say, I can give this once off amount. It is entirely up to you, Mpulapuli. But I want you not to give blindly. I want you to speak to the giving. I want you to speak to the offering that you'll be giving. Because you see, Mfundisi, money has a spirit. You see, there are people that are very stingy. Hey, and money does not go to these people, unfortunately. Hey, that is why you see people that have money, they keep getting more money. Because if money sees that if I go to that brother, I'm in prison, money will not go there, unfortunately. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, to not withhold more than is right. I want you, Mpulapuli, to stretch your hand and support in the name of Jesus. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 11, it says, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, you don't have to say, no, but I gave a church. You can still be a blessing even to the radio station, because for them to function, they need money. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli Mfundisi might say, but I'm going through rough time. Things are not working out in my life. So I don't have to give. But unfortunately, here's my answer, Mfundisi. It's found in the book of Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6. It says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Wow. So what does it mean, Mfundisi? It means not even tears should stop me from giving. Not even tears should stop me from sowing. Because I know that I'm going to reap. I know that I will reap in joy. Wow. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, in fact, when you are going through a rough patch, it is the right time to give. Give your way out of that situation. Oh, verse number 6, Mfundisi uti, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So what are the sheaves? The sheaves are the sign of a blessing, Mfundisi. When people are going to harvest, they come back with sheaves to show good, we have harvested that which we are going to harvest. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, take opportunities to apply the principles that are found in the Bible. And you will not regret. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it's a very famous verse. We like it so much. We like to even quote it. It says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But what we fail to understand, Mfundisi, is we don't take this verse in context. We just isolate the verse and read it alone. What was happening here, Apostle Paul was commending the generosity of the church in Philippi. He was saying to them, I see that your care has flourished for me. He said again. So it means that they cared for him again. They cared before and they are now showing care again. And now Apostle Paul is talking to them, Fundis. Uti, there's not, when I left Macedonia, there's no church that extended help, financial help to me except you. So he's commending them, Fundis. He says that you have supported me. And even when I was in Thessalonica, you have supported me. You were too good to me. That is why, Fundis, excuse me, when you get to Uves, number 19. Now Apostle Paul is speaking a blessing upon them. He says, as you are being, you are good to me, as you are offering, as you are helping me financially, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. So that verse came as a means of people giving, of people being of assistance, Mfundisi. That's why now Paul was speaking a blessing. If you check even in the Old Testament, Mfundisi, the power of a blessing, you see Jacob, after he received the blessing from his father, when Esau came, he the man even cried, Mfundisi, because his father said, there's nothing I can do. I have already spoken, and your brother unfortunately is going to rule over you. So that is the power of a blessing. So Mpulapuli, I want to say to you, as you give, we are going to speak a blessing upon you, and the blessing will add no sorrow. You will prosper because of this blessing. In the book of 2 Corinthians, Mfundisi, chapter 12, after Paul is speaking to the church in Corinth, he was telling them of the heavenly things. He was telling them of his visit to the third heavens. But there's one thing I like in verse number 13, Mfundisi. Oh, Paul, what makes you to be inferior to other churches? What makes you to be different to other churches? He says this again when he continues. He says, except that I was not burdensome to you. And he's apologizing. The apostle says, forgive me for this. I was asking myself, why is the apostle apologizing? Oh, to Apostle Paul, when I was in need, I did not give you an opportunity to help me so that you can be blessed. But I want you to forgive me because I know the spiritual principle. I know the benefit of this principle. But I did not extend an opportunity for you to be blessed. So I want to say, oh, Red Okay Pulpit Mfundisi, they understand the spiritual principle. Hence, they are extending this opportunity to the public and say, partake with us so that you can also be blessed. I want to say, Mpulapuli, you are not going to regret it because God is the one that will bless you. I want to say to Mpulapuli Mfundisi, Mpulapuli, as you give, remove this mentality that you are giving to Red Okay Pulpit, but give to God because God is the one that will reward you. Because if you put your eyes on Red Okay Pulpit, you will want your blessing to come from Red Okay Pulpit, but your blessing will come from God. As you give, God is the one that will bless you. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, today, take this opportunity. There are very few opportunities in Funis like these ones when people are doing something and I'm able to partake so that I can be blessed. I do take that that opportunity. I just want to say, I'll make an example in Funis. When I did not have a car, it was put in my heart to say, go and put a petrol or fuel for someone who has a car as a seat. I was failing the license in Funis. Not understanding why do I keep failing this license. Then I took that money, I went to sow. I bought petrol for this lady. She's a colleague of mine. She was shocked. She was like, hey, why are you? I knew what I was doing because I was sowing. You see, sometimes in Fundisi, we may pray, things are not happening. We may fast, things are not happening. But we don't check. Are we giving? Are we giving? Because some of the things, they don't require prayer. They need you to give. Especially when it comes to financial liberty and financial freedom, it needs you to give. There are people who fast, there are people who pray, but they are still not liberated financially because they don't give. I have a friend of mine who was practicing this principle of giving, but unfortunately, when he started getting big money and all that, he stopped, and that's when now things fell apart. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, as little as whatever amount you have, please do partner. And do give money that belongs to church, and do give the one that belongs to your parents, and the one that belongs to people that God will put them in your heart. If when you get a 10 rand, take that 1 rand to church. It is 10%. You don't have to earn millions for you to take that 10% to church. So Mfundisi, I want Mpulapuli to apply 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Mpulapuli to be a cheerful giver, not to complain, not to give grudgingly. Because it says, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Verse number 7. So let each one give as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a cheerful giver. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, as you do that, then verse number 10 will become your portion. Verse number 10, Mfundisi, as we partner with Red Okay Pulpit, verse number 10 shall be our portion because the gospel shall be spread as many people are going to be reached. Verse number 10 says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That shall be our portion, Mfundisi, as we partner, as we give. Because at the end of the day, he's the one that is giving us this seed. At the end of the day, he's the one that is giving us these blessings. So when we give, we are basically giving back to him what he's given us. In that way, Mfundisi, he will multiply. Excuse me. In closure, Mfundisi, I just want to talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Apostle Paul talks about excelling in giving. Uti Apostle Paul Mfundisi, the churches in Macedonia, they shocked me. When I got there, those people were in deep poverty. Those people were in serious lack. But listen to this, Mfundisi. Uti, but the state that they were in did not stop them from being a blessing. Uti Mfundisi, when he's talking to the church in Corinth, Uti, those people, they gave themselves to God first. And they gave them to us. Uti, they gave according to their ability, and even beyond their ability. And why was Apostle Paul doing this in Mfundisi? He was trying to collect money for the Christians that were in Jerusalem, because they were very poor. But now he's encouraging the church in Corinth. He says that, you church in Corinth, I see that, I think it's verse number 7, Utukubo, I see that you are excelling in speech. Wow. I see that you are excelling in faith. I see that you are excelling in knowledge. Yeah. I see that you are excelling in love, and in all diligence you are doing very well. But unto Apostle Paul to them, Mfundisi, but there's something that you are lacking. When it comes to this giving, you are not giving the way you are supposed to be giving. So he says to them, I want you to excel as well in this grace. I want you to excel in this grace. Listen to Apostle Paul, Mfundisi. He calls giving a grace, because he understood that the resources, they come from God. He understood that money doesn't come from us, but come from God. So in closing, Mfundisi, I want to go back to Ezekiel chapter 46. Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, Uti, the gate that is at the south shall be shut for 6 days, but on the Sabbath shall be open. On the new moon it shall be open. But it says, Mfundisi, verse number 12, but when the prince comes and decides, today I'm going to give a free will offering, or today I'm going to give a peace offering, it said, the Bible says, that gate that is supposed to be shut, it shall be open for you. Why will it be open? Because you have given, because you have offered. That's why the gate is open. So what am I trying to say, Mfundisi, about this? Is that in the natural, it is the season that determines the seed. Because now, when it's the season for oranges, I'm not expecting to get other fruits, but to get oranges. Just like any other fruits, Mfundisi, they only come during their season. But in the spirit, Mfundisi, it is the seed that determines the season. Because now the door is shut, Mfundisi. I cannot move forward. I don't have a job as Mpulapuli, but I do have money that I can give and change the season. You see, my life, Mfundisi, I've changed other seasons through giving. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, you can change your season through giving. I remember at work, when I was still on contract, Mfundisi, they called all of us in December. They said, unfortunately, the job is ending this year. Next year, you are not coming back. I took the money. I went to God. I said, God, I'm applying the principle. I want this door to open again. I gave sacrificial, Mfundisi. And guess what? It took about a week. The principal called me and said, come, I want to talk to you alone. Remember last time we were called as a group. Yeah. But when she said to me, the good news is that next year we are going to need your services. I went back to God. I say, Father, I knew that you are faithful. I went back to God to praise him. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, it's possible you are praying for promotion. It's possible you are praying for a breakthrough, but it has not been coming. I want you to practice this giving principle. I want you to take a seat and say, Lord, with this seat, I'm trusting you for this. Attach something to that seed, so that when it happens, you know that it's not by chance. You know that it is God. So I'm challenging Mpulapuli, Mfundisi, today to say, Mpulapuli, apply these principles. Don't only want the people of the world to benefit from our principles when we can benefit from them. Wow. So in closing, Mfundisi, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9, Uti, then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced greatly. So it's possible, Mpulapuli, there are things that they were praying for, trusting God, but those things were not happening. So now they can decide to say, you know what, I'm going to give, and I'm going to trust God. One testimony before I pray for Mpulapuli. There's this extra job that they were calling some of my colleagues. They did not call me, Mfundisi. And I knew deep down in my heart that they were supposed to call me. Then I made a vow to God. I said, God, if they can call me there, I'm going to take such and such a percentage to you. That was a vow. Lo and behold, Mfundisi, after about 2-3 weeks, they called me to say that someone decided to not partake in this. May you please come. I knew it was God. And one thing I want to say to Mpulapuli, it's better not to make a vow if you're not going to be faithful and redeem that vow. So now it's a chance for you, Mpulapuli, to extend your generosity, and God will bless you. May I pray for Mpulapuli Mfundisi.
Yes, yes.
Father, we thank you for Mpulapuli. We thank you, mighty God, for those that have given already.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, may you bless them. Mighty God, open the doors that were stubborn to open. Father, I pray, yes. I speak the book of Ezekiel 46, verse 12 unto them. I pray that as they give freely, as they give their free will offering, O God, that doors, opportunities shall locate them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you even for Radio K Pulpit, O God, for this opportunity for us to partner with them, for us, O God, to give, O Father, so that this gospel can be spread, so that this gospel can touch as many people as possible, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Father. We pray, we rebuke lack. We pray that as your children are going to give, O God, that you will remember them. Those that were frustrated, oh God, because their finances, oh Father God, are stagnant. They are not moving forward. I pray right now that as they will give, I pray, speed over their finances. Pray liberty over their finances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray, bless their generosity in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke lack, oh God, and we rebuke poverty. We pray they shall not be comfortable in poverty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name and we thank you for the testimonies that are coming. We thank you for the ones that are blessed already. In the name of Jesus Christ, because we are blessed to become a blessing unto others. We speak a spiritual blessing upon them. We speak material blessings upon them. We speak good health upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, remember them, O God, according to the offerings. Remember them according to your weight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fundisi, thank you very much for reminding us about the principle of giving, that this principle still works even today. Amen. If it was able to work back in the days, and it can still even work even today. It works even for the people that are not even part of church service. Amen. But as long as they understand the principle of giving, and they are experiencing rewards as far as that is concerned. Fundisi, thank you very much, and may the Lord continue to preserve you for us, Tiko, and preserve you and your family. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Siswele imilomo eliwaka. How to thank you always. Whenever you come to us, you come to us very prepared, and you just deliver. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Sibambanga zombini. Ya kanti ke ngoku baphulaphula sikhulula ke umfundisi umkhwanazi sisitsho ke sithi siyabonga that uNkulunkulu amncedile ukukhuluma nathi. Kanti ke baphulaphuli, if you want to be part and parcel of this partnership with Radio K Pulpit, you can just SMS the word SOS and your name and your number, and then your name and the amount of money that you want to give. No amount of money is too small or too big. All you can do when I just SMS the word SOS and your name and the amount of money that you want to give on this number, 0817291657, on 0817291657. Yes, baphulaphuli, kanti ke ngokusikhupha umfundisi ngayo iAvante esithi lifikile ivangeli.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.